It's Friday, the 7th of February, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Nangolo Mbumba officially launched the book Whispers of Freedom, the political odyssey of Hage G. Geingob on Thursday, the 6th of February in the capital. Speaking at the launch, Mbumba highlighted the book's significance in preserving the country's history. The biography, authored by Dr. Audrin Mate, chronicles the late president's political journey, leadership style, and contributions to Namibia's nation-building efforts. Here's Dr. Mate.
What we have seen in Africa, in Namibia in particular, is that people come and visit our country for 3 weeks. Then they think that they have created a good impression of what Namibians need to read, or Africans in general need to understand about their own history. So this book is written from my perspective as an African, as a Namibian, as a person that has worked with the late president for many years. It's my interpretation of the events around him. I hope that doing that, then I contribute towards the Namibian literature with regards to the political and social landscape of our history. The book is available online. It's penguingroup.com.na. You'll find a link there where you can obtain a copy of the book.
Total Energies has delayed its final investment decision on its offshore oil project in Namibia with a new target set for 2026. That's according to Total's CEO, Patrick Puyane. The company has also adjusted its production forecast for the Venus oil field, now aiming for 150,000 barrels per day, down from the previous expectation of 160,000 barrels, following updated projections shared at its Investor Day in October of 2024. Communities United in Action has slammed South Africa's Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe's remarks on the deaths of nearly 80 illegal miners in Stilfontein Northwest. They argue that Mantashe's comments at the mining in Durban this week, where he claimed the miners chose to go underground, were callous and an attempt to justify government inaction. The advocacy group's Sabelo Mnguni:
we demand criminal charges, including murder, crime against humanity, against Mantashe and all government officials responsible for the 87 deaths. We demand an independent investigation commission into a deliberate starvation of miners and the government's role in enabling syndicates operation while criminalizing poor miners.
Uganda has begun screening travelers leaving the country for Ebola to stop the infection from spreading. The country has so far confirmed 3 cases and is isolating over 230 close contacts of the deceased persons. Isabel Nakiria reports.
Thermal scanners have been installed in all the 53 border points, including Entebbe International Airport. All departing travelers are being screened for the deadly viral infection to stop exportation of the disease. Uganda's Ministry of Health is now ramping up a vaccination campaign to contain the spread. Health workers and close contacts of the confirmed cases will receive the 2-shot treatment. The Minister of Health says the Ebola outbreak is under control, but asks people to be vigilant.
And Amnesty International has condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's executive order imposing economic sanctions on the International Criminal Court. The sanctions include asset freezes and travel bans on ICC staff involved in investigating or prosecuting U.S. citizens and certain allies such as Israel. Amnesty argued that institutions like the ICC are crucial for advancing human rights, preventing atrocities, and ensuring justice for victims. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan had previously discussed the potential for such sanctions.
Humanity and science can take us to the stars, but we can also destroy ourselves. And so there's a fundamental choice. Are we trying to be constrained by something? And I think in terms of the best of the United States, I hope common sense and principle prevails.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.